A new form of treating grief following the death of a loved one has been found to be more successful than conventional psychotherapy in some patients. 2 years ago, Heather Chatterjee's daughter, Renee, was killed in an automobile accident.
There's no sadness or any emotion that you can feel that describes the agony. It becomes physical pain. It becomes debilitating. It's the yearning and the longing.
Miss Chatterjee suffers from complicated grief, a condition that afflicts an estimated 10 to 20% of bereaved individuals following the loss of a loved one. Complicated grief includes intense feelings that last 6 months or longer, according to psychiatrist Catherine Scheer of the University of Pittsburgh.
It's characterized by symptoms of intense separation distress, yearning and longing for the person who died, and traumatic distress, which is recurrent intrusive images of the person who died.
Experts say people suffering from complicated grief do not respond well to traditional psychotherapy. So Dr. Scheer and colleagues developed a new form of treatment designed to get those with complicated grief to both accept their loss and focus on their personal life goals. The therapy includes revisiting, tape recording the patient telling the story of the loved one's death, and having the patient listen to the story daily to help them lessen the intensity of emotion. The patient also tells the loved one things they didn't get to hear in life. In a study comparing the two types of therapy, 51% of people with complicated grief were helped compared to 28% of people receiving traditional psychotherapy. Dr. Scheer was heartened by the results.
People who got complicated grief treatment were much more likely to tell us that the treatment made a very dramatic difference in their symptoms, and sometimes they even said that basically the treatment changed their lives.
Among them is Heather Chatterjee, who has come to accept the death of her daughter.
And it's something that will be with me the rest of my life. But it's okay. I can go on now.
The study on complicated grief therapy was published in the Journal of the American Medical Association. Jessica Berman, VOA News, Washington.